The city says the report, compiled by an outside attorney, proves Eschert's termination was not retaliation. And Ron Carley does stand by that.
The investigator came back and said there is no direct evidence of retaliation.
No direct evidence, yes. But the report states time and again that rank-and-file members of the fire department do believe retaliations happen. And the report points out a number of irregularities and flaws in the city's handling of this case. One of the first deals with Carley himself, who wrote to Charlotte Fire Department Chief John Hannon, telling him to do nothing about Eschert's case before consulting the city's attorney. He added, "It's already political. Use great caution." It was political, Carley says, because Eschert emailed her concerns about the safety of the renovated fire department building to Councilwoman Claire Fallon.
I knew it was going to be controversial because a member of council had already spoken to me about it. And my guidance was the same guidance I would give to any personnel case that's going to be very visible or controversial, and that is think through what are the issues here and how do we proceed appropriately and fairly.
The investigator found that process was not entirely fair. There's a section of the report titled, "The Process as Applied was Flawed." It includes this passage read by a member of the WFAE staff.
There is no assurance that the employee grievance portion of the process provided Ms. Eschert with a meaningful review of the termination decision.
Every city official who would hear Eschert's appeal of her firing also took part in at least one of two meetings that decided her employment would end.
To the flaws in the process.
Again, Ron Carley.
That has caused me to step back and to rethink, and I do have underway a reexamination of our grievance process.
But that may be the easiest task to deal with in the aftermath of this report. The report found a much more important and difficult issue to fix.
There is an environment of distrust in the fire department, or at least certain parts of it, that is so significant that it causes many to believe that any infraction or departure from the desires of certain members of the command staff will result in unfair punishment, targeting, and retaliation.
Carley does not dispute this.
It would appear as though what is there and what seems indisputably there is a culture that is problematic.
And the report shows that culture is one of fear of a senior management team in the fire department that will retaliate or unfairly treat anyone who speaks out against them. Carley says he has ordered a review of these fears, which will be done by the same senior managers at the fire department.
Yes, the fire leadership, they've got to take ownership for it, and they've got to provide meaningful work that demonstrates to their rank and file that they are committed to creating a more open environment in the department.
I wonder if the rank and file could indeed trust that they will change that culture. I mean, at some point, one wonders if a change of leadership is at least being considered.
The fire chief has over 35 years of distinguished service with this city. I think the fire chief and his team deserve an opportunity to hear what has been said, to dig down further and understand how deep and how broad is it in the fire department, and to develop their plan for organizational change. And it's my hope and expectation that he will be able to turn it around.
I have to ask again, though, if the senior management or the people that the rank and file have distrust with, fear retaliation from, see as inflicting unfair discipline, are they a fair arbiter to go through and actually suss this out?
I think we've made the right decision to give the chief the opportunity. I think it would be precipitous to do anything to the contrary at this point.
This, Carley says, is not a free pass. He points out a second report also made public this week. It includes a survey of fire department employees. 61% of those who responded said morale in the department is low. And Carley says he will be watching to see if that needle moves. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.